Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. Today's episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by Uncharted Brain, Decoding Dementia. This is a brand new podcast, a three-part series from the nonprofit news source, The Conversation. Join UK journalists Paul Keaveney and Gemma Ware as they delve into findings from the world's oldest cohort study, hear about the trauma of families impacted by dementia, and explore one researcher's investigation into the role a virus could play in Alzheimer's disease. Listen to Uncharted Brain, Decoding Dementia on your favorite podcast app. We are also sponsored by Recast Studio. Meet the tool that helps podcasters and creators turn long-form video and audio content into short video clips for social media. You can also create image quotes, automatically generate show notes, and more. Leverage your existing content by creating tons of micro-content. Code EARBUDS20 gets you 20% off of professional, premium, and business monthly and yearly plans. Go to recast.studio to learn more, and again, use code EARBUDS20 at checkout. Hey there, welcome to the show. Ariel here. It is Thanksgiving season here in the U.S. Well, technically it's past Thanksgiving, but I want to savor this time of year because before we know it, it's Christmas/Hanukkah, and then we're on the fast track to the end of the year, and then it's 2023, and it's all just coming very quickly. So I just want to take a minute and slow down and be thankful for all of the amazing audio content that we have so far listened to in 2022. And that we will still listen to for the rest of 2022. And with that, let's quickly recap last week's podcast recommendations from Earbuds. Our curator was Katie Lohr, and she shared podcast recommendations produced by Canadians. The theme was called Listen to Canadians, eh? We listened to an episode from Playing with Marbles. We checked out Darts and Letters. We listened to Pullback. We learned about the FondaVision series from We Really Like Her. And last, we checked out Metis in Space. Did you get a chance to listen to and broaden your horizons with some Canadian podcasts? If you missed it, you can find these podcast picks on our website, earbuds.audio. If you did get a chance to listen to last week's episodes, did you find a new favorite show? If the answer is yes, I would love to know that. You can tweet at me at Ari this and that. Or you can send me an email at earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. Or I am truly on every social media platform there is out there right now. With the whole situation going on at Twitter, I have made an effort to claim a handle on all of the new social platforms. So you can now find me on Hive. You can find me on Post. You can find me on Discord. You can find me on Mastodon. You can find me pretty much everywhere that people are talking about social media. I have claimed a handle and I am trying it out. So do find me on social and let me know what you're listening to. And I know I say this every week that I want to hear from you, but I really do mean it. I would love to chat about podcasts with you. Side note, I guess I should quickly back up and tell you what I mean by the situation going on at Twitter, just in case you are listening to this way in the future, or if you have no idea what's going on at Twitter. Maybe you're just not as plugged into Twitter as I am. It's to a fault that I am plugged into Twitter. Elon Musk took over Twitter as of October 2022, and a lot of people are leaving, and he has fired a lot of employees slash given them the option to leave. And I don't know what the future holds for Twitter, but I know that for the past 5 or so years, it has been a place where I talk about podcasts and where I find people to subscribe to Earbuds and where I find people to listen to the podcast that I recommend. So I am still on Twitter for now, and you can still get in touch with me there. I don't know if I'll be there in 2 months. I don't know if it will exist in 2 weeks, but I will definitely keep you abreast of the situation. It's definitely an uncertain time. But as I said, I am available on all social platforms, and we shall see. Back to our regularly scheduled programming. Here we go. On to this week's podcast recommendations. Our theme comes to us from curator Amy Martin. Amy is sharing full documentary-style seasons with us. The theme is called Thinky Docs, documentary-style podcast recommendations. And these podcasts will make you think. feel, and engage with powerful storytelling. In a bit, we'll hear from Amy. She will tell us about those episodes that she chose and why she selected them. After that, I will share a bit about this week's Spotlight podcast pick, which is called Mentally Gill. It's created by a guy whose name is Gill, and he's mentally ill. Get it? His words, not mine. After the Spotlight pick, I will share some podcast industry news before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to some more podcasts. So here we go. Here are this week's podcast picks from Amy.
Hi, I'm Amy Martin. I'm the executive producer and founder of Threshold. I am kind of the main person responsible for making the show. Everything from figuring out what we're going to report on to doing the reporting to writing the scripts and mixing and, yeah, the whole shebang. That is not to say that it's a one-woman operation, and happily, very happily, we now have a managing editor on the staff, Erica Janik, who's fabulous. I've also worked with producers Nick Mott and Shalala Wall, and we're actually looking to hire a new producer right now. So if you're interested in working on Threshold, please go to our website, thresholdpodcast.org, and you can find the instructions on how to pitch us there. But yeah, that's pretty much what I do. I'm the main maker so far. My theme is thinky docs, as in documentaries. I chose this theme because I love the process of listening to a podcast and going on a journey with someone who asks good questions, makes me think, disrupts my assumptions, immerses me in a world. I want my brain to be activated and challenged when I'm listening to shows. That's not the only thing I want, but those are the kinds of shows I remember the most and kind of come back to and that make the most impact on me. So the five shows I chose, first, Floodlines, Van Newkirk, Hurricane Katrina. I think it's a must listen. I think it's a wonderful example of how a story gets framed ends up having so much to do with what we think the story even is. I don't want to give away too much about what I mean there. Just go listen to Floodlines if you haven't done it already. Bundyville by Leah Sottile, especially the second season, The Remnant, I thought was fascinating. It's especially important, I feel like, to listen to this post January 6th. If you're at all concerned about white supremacist, militant, anti-government movements in the United States, and you should be, that is a really good podcast to listen to. My next recommendation is The Sum of Us. Heather McGee is a historian, and she takes listeners all around the country learning about different individual people and historical events. And there's a magic way that she has of going straight to the heart of some really heavy and hard stuff while also leaving you feeling inspired and hopeful versus completely despondent, which sometimes looks into history can do. I learn things, and I feel a whole range of things listening to The Sum of Us. Next recommendation is from The Experiment. It's a three-part series called Spam, How the American Dream Got Canned. And I don't like spam. I don't like eating spam. So I didn't necessarily think I was going to like this. I thought maybe it was like for spam aficionados, but somebody told me to listen to it, and I'm so glad I did because I ended up learning all kinds of things about how this weird canned meat connects up with all kinds of historical and ongoing social justice issues. And it's like touching and funny and surprising. And yeah, it was a delight to listen to. And then finally, this one's pretty old, but I chose Making Obama. I felt like all of the Making seasons were really great. But Making Obama I just feel like it's really instructive in terms of understanding how leaders are made and shaped. I mean, obviously how this particular leader was made and shaped, but there's all kinds of lessons in there, I think, about the ways that communities make individuals and then individuals help to lead and reshape communities. And there's this interplay between what each of us can do on our own and what all of us can do together and how much we need each other. It's just really well done. since I submitted this list, I actually also listened to Mother Country Radicals. Zaid Dorn is the writer narrator on that one, and it's so good. So that's another Thinky Doc recommendation. I guess the only thing, other thing I would like to say or just repeat again is we are looking for a new producer for a Threshold for an upcoming season. So we'd love to hear from you. And just go to our website if that sounds like it might be of interest. That's thresholdpodcast.org. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you to Amy Martin for curating this week's list of podcast picks for earbuds and for sending in that voice clip. We're super excited to discover some new shows and hear Amy's favorite audio storytelling podcasts. And thank you, Amy, for the bonus Thinky Doc recommendation. We don't always get bonuses, but they are super appreciated. As always, Amy's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode. You can also find them on our website, earbuds.audio. Are you interested in being our next curator for earbuds? As a curator, you submit a list of your favorite podcasts, and you can record a voice clip to tell us about those podcasts. Anyone can curate a list. Yes, you. Even you. Right now. Right here, right now. Find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Now it's time to share our spotlight pick. Along with our weekly five podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting a podcast called Mentally Gil. In this podcast, host Gil Krueger interviews some of the biggest YouTube and social media creators about their mental health journeys. He has spoken with Lord DIY, Anna Akana, Allison Raskin, Brian Riesberg, who is the dog dad of Maxine the Corgi, and more. Season one centers on anxiety, OCD, and burnout. The show also explores the connection between mental illness and creativity. You can listen to Mentally Gil on your favorite podcast listening app. Next up, here are some things that you might love if you love podcasts. First, this week in Podcast the Newsletter, the hosts of the Mashup Americans are back with a new series called Grief Collected. The series answers the question, what happens to us after loss? Amy Choi and Rebecca Lair will dive into finding out more about America's unique relationship to grief and what it really is, what happens if we don't grieve, and how we can get better at it. Next, Shreya Sharma and Lauren Passell put together The Ultimate Guide to Video Podcasting and whether or not you should think about doing it for your podcast. Find a link to this guide in our show notes. Next, Tink Media's PromoSwap database has more than 500 shows in it. Use this database to find a show that your podcast can work with to grow. You can submit your show too. And before we go, I want to give a shout out to our Patreon supporters. Dan, Alyssa, Joe, Carolyn, Soundtrack Your Life, Jared, David, Danny, Jeff, Rich, and The Song Will Go On. We are thankful for you. If you are interested in supporting Earbuds, Patreon is a really great option. You can contribute at just $2 per month. Check it out at patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. Well, that is it for our show this week, folks. Thank you so much for listening. Now go and listen to some more podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kliansky. And until next week, happy listening.